The genesis of well-groomed otter. The well-groomed otter is extremely buoyant. Well, I'm a scienceaholic, and you can see that in a lot of my poems, and I'm especially obsessed with animal facts. There's a whole funny incident where when I was in Durban, South Africa, I was the only audience member at Ushaka Marine World who knew why polar bears don't eat penguins, much to my girlfriend's chagrin. Anyway, this one day I was watching this two-hour-long sea otter special one day on the Discovery Channel, and the voiceover says this line that was so beautiful: "The well-groomed otter is extremely buoyant." And it was so gorgeous, I wrote it down. Then, of course, I started thinking about how, in a way, isn't it true for humans, too? Like, don't the best-groomed people just float through life better, especially women? Isn't that what you're supposed to think? And so it just turned into this crazy Stepford Wife message. I'm a terrible groomer, and though I love otters, I hate a whole lot the pressure that's brought to bear on women and their appearance, especially black women. The body, the hair, the face. If you're not done, you're led to think that everything will come undone. And aren't you just supposed to float?